And welcome back, everyone, to another weekly episode of the funniest NBA podcast there is, The Cap Room. I am your host this week, Ben Zepp, joined by my other two co-hosts, Niles Abston and Shakori Young. And before we get started, guys, I know it's a little late, but I'd like to wish you guys a happy International Women's Day.
All right, Brian. I see you. You trying to get that 3 for $150? I see.
Go, Caitlin Clark.
Nice.
No, but like, it is funny though. Somebody, I think it was KG. They were talking about how like, I know all the women's players. I don't know nobody in the college men's. And so I went, bro. Dog, it's a white boy that's number one on the draft board for the college men. I was like, yeah, this shit is cooked.
They calling this year's WNBA draft the 03 draft for men.
They got the hitters. Buckets in there.
Yeah.
Angel Reed, you got Caitlin Clark. Cameron Brink, I think, is the top player in the nation, bro. She is game changer. But enough of that.
Are we pivoting? Are we now a WNBA fan, pod?
As a Lakers fan, I think I want to do a WNBA pod instead.
Yeah. You try to talk about anything but that Sabonis game, all right.
Dog, can we start off with that so we can just get it out of the way?
I being you in charge, it's your world.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to start off with Kawhi, but if we want to just quickly touch on the Sabonis AD game, we can definitely do that.
And see, this is why I'm mad about niggas calling it the Sabonis AD game. Because AD didn't even play good enough for his name to be in the title.
That's funny.
That was a Sabonis game. Bro,
I don't like AD, that is his kryptonite, is Sabonis, someone who has like no offensive game besides just like bodying you and getting to the rim. AD's got no, he has the personality where he's like, he's got no time for that. He's like, I'm not playing that hard today.
Yeah, he don't want to bump bodies all night for 48 minutes. That's definitely not the type of defensive match he wants to get into. See, this is where the Sabonis game is where I think they missed that. Oh, AD said he was a power forward. He is not a center. And I think these type of games, the Jokers, because I think it's European center. I think these type of games right here proves why he still needs a big out there with him. Like, that looked bad.
Did y'all see Dwight Howard's tweet this morning?
Mm-mm.
He tweeted a video of himself in a Lakers jersey from like a game years ago, and he's just doing this, like doing the binoculars or whatever. And it's just like, damn, do we need to bring the Jokic stopper Dwight Howard back?
I mean, he could go down in history as the only Jokic stopper, like in the bubble. Like,
he's the only one. Because it's just like, we don't have a solid five option to put out there with, like, Jackson Hayes is cool. He's cool for like some like energy off the bench. Christian Wood's been hurt. Like, AD's just gotta, like, I don't know. He's just gotta step up, bro. Like that. I mean, when he gets knocked to the floor that kept getting reposted and sent to me by all you bitch ass niggas. Fuck y'all. It was just like, damn, LeBron didn't even help that nigga up, dog. LeBron just grabbed the ball and looked at him and went to inbound it. I was just like, damn, I think LeBron's fed up. And then, did y'all see the video of him driving?
Yes. Yeah.
That might have been the saddest shit I've ever seen in my life. Because, like, to be that famous, and he was like, nah, everybody in the world need to know I'm upset right now. Like, that was hilarious. Like, this nigga posted a video of him sadly driving down to 101. I forget what the song was. I can't remember, but it was a very sad song. And it's just like, it was a type of song that like, niggas don't listen to that shit if they not going through something. You don't just turn that on your radio, like put that on. And
LeBron is just, he is so corny. He is so corny.
It was very corny. It was very corny. But he's like, you gonna let the Sacramento Kings know that they drew blood?
And he running around here like he played a good game that night. He running around like, here.
He was bad
like
too.
He did his part. Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
It was Austin Reeves and Rui were the only things working. And then D-Lo talking all that shit in the little interview, gonna have 1 point at halftime.
D-Lo has been having, he's on his little press kit tour of praising LeBron. I love the 44-point game. We all did, but oh my goodness. Those two, D-Lo isn't the problem. I think Bron's age, saying something off my, I think Bron's age is here, and it is, I don't want to say caught up with him, because last time I did that 40-piece, the goddamn Clippers, so I do want to be conscious of that, but oh my God, just a night in, night out basis, especially if AD going to be getting punked like this.
It's not looking good, man.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. I think the season's over. I think that proved that the season was over. Like, if we can only win when LeBron goes Super Saiyan, like, that's just not a good look, bro. Like, it's just not, there's only so many times that can happen in the playoffs. And it's just like, we're going to have certain guys that are going to be able to, like, win the game or whatever. And, like, D-Lo, you know, he had the great game or whatever, but it's just like, I don't trust him to do that in the playoffs multiple times. And then plus, with us being fucking 10th right now, getting out of the play-in, I don't see us doing well enough to get the 7th spot. Like, it will probably, if the Lakers make it out of the play-in, they're going to be 8th. You're going to play the Nuggets. So it's just kind of like, shit is over, dude. Like, I'm tired of it. That we had a terrible, I think it was November and December. That's when they fucked up. And then Darvin Ham was like, oh, yeah, we should probably play D-Lo at point guard. And then, you know, so
thanks, Darvin Ham. Where do you keep your in-season tournament sweatshirt?
I haven't worn that one in a while. We still got that.
Like, it wasn't a complete failure. You know, who knows what the in-season tournament turns out to be in 20 years? Like, this could be legendary. It'd be etched in history.
Yeah, we're the first ever in-season tournament champs. And we'll make the playoffs just because everybody from 11th on down are just like high school basketball teams. So we'll still make it. But
high school basketball teams is crazy.
I don't know. I think a good high school team could give it to the Spurs. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't play Wimby like that.
I said the Spurs, not Wimby. Wimby gonna get his 35. Don't get me wrong, but the rest of them niggas need a peak slip. But anyway, Lakers will probably. I think LeBron will have like an amazing elimination game type shit for the ratings, and then we'll get to that first round and just get busted by the Nuggets.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I got a little sad just discussing the Lakers. I feel like the energy kind of went down there. So let's pick it back up with even like cooler news, or like probably one of the weirder NBA stories that I've seen, or just actions. And that's Kawhi Leonard just like leaving a game for reasons still unknown to us. I don't think you immediately leave a game, but then you play the next game. So this is just a mystery. I have no idea what's going on.
Either he is the Terminator again, or he's sick of James Hart. Either he is the Terminator again, or he is sick. Because I liked your text in the group chat, man. Oh my goodness, is it a personal reason? He doesn't look that hurt. Ben was like, you turned into the body line with doctor. I couldn't believe it.
That was like my own. I was like, it's either an injury, or like if you're leaving your job, usually it's for an emergency. Like, as someone who is also employed in the state of California, like, that's job abandonment right there. Like, you could void a contract, I feel like. You know, if I did that at the smoothie shop, I'd get written up. So I need these people to be held to the same standard. But it's just only Kawhi would do this. No one else would ever do this or could get away with this besides Kawhi, because like he's just somehow flexed his power to where like he can just do anything he wants to with the Clippers.
So in that game, that was the Timberwolves game. So in that game, They were up 22 at one point. They lost by 18. There's this amazing stop that Ant-Man has on PG. Do you think Kawhi just didn't want to see Ant-Man? Ant-Man has been calling these niggas old. He has been saying, hey, out with the old, in with the new. You think Kawhi was just like, not tonight, nigga. I ain't trying to. Hey, man, I ain't got enough knee to give it all on a random March Tuesday.
You think he ducked?
I can see that. I can see that for sure.
Like he's ducking like, that, ducking that smoke. He got two bad knees. Ant-Man out there playing like a rabid 88 MJ. He ain't want to see that. When PG got stripped, he just held his head down until them niggas came back up the court. He ain't even, he ain't fucking, that young nigga got it. Yes, I think he ducked the smoke.
So like Paul George still hasn't like signed his extension in the off season. Is something like this, could that affect the way Paul George thinks about like re-signing with the team?
Paul George has effectively made himself the third fiddle on the team by the way James Harden playmates. This is so funny because it reminds me of Brooklyn when Kyrie thought he was the second guy. Like, nah, KD, my man. And James came in dominating. And everybody went, well, you know who could go is Kyrie. And I think PG has kind of played himself in the position where it's like, well, you know who could go? It's PG. And there's a couple things with cap space. And you got to re-sign Harden. You don't want to be in cap hell. That second apron is going to be really in effect next year. It's going to be way harder to get guys. I could see Paul George not being a Clipper next year.
Yeah, because it just like gave me major PTSD when that happened. And I had almost like, it's like if something, if it, or maybe he's just like super like overly dramatic and like maybe like a little drama queen. He's like, Kawhi's like, my back's, you know, it feels a little weird. Like, Kawhi, you're fine. You know, you're like, no, I think I got to go home. I think I got to go home. I can't do this anymore. He's just like, he's just someone who like, maybe he's a little, maybe he's a hypochondriac. Have we ever thought about that? Maybe he struggles with that mental disorder. I don't know. But
do y'all think Ty Lue's job is safe if they don't make it to the second round?
Yeah. Jeez. I think Ty Lue, it's whether he would want to leave or not, but he's all one right. of those coaches where I don't think he can fire.
Yeah, he's okay. Too tactical, one of the best X and O's there. So, no, I don't think Ty Lue's I do think that's a good discussion because I've just been hearing maybe Kawhi is sick of PG too. Maybe he ain't been on podcast P yet.
I know he's been asked several times.
Several times. He don't want to go on there. He's sick maybe. Of him. He like.
Go ahead, man. I would say that means PG is sick of Kawhi. He's like, damn, this dude won't come on my podcast. Like, right. I'm out.
He like Embiid to be on first episode.
Dang, PG to the Sixers, are you calling it?
I mean, it's the best team with the most cap, unless I don't see the Clippers helping them out with a sign and trade. I don't see the Clippers losing
this last year on PG's deal, either. Right?
Yeah, is there a player option? I'm not sure.
I think he can opt out and sign a new deal. So yeah, he's available, I believe, to go to the Sixers. But yeah, that was my first thought when Kawhi left the game. I was like, if I'm Paul George, I'm just not dealing with this anymore. Like, I have like I mean, Kawhi can play two games in this playoffs and there goes his ACL again. Like, it can happen. So I mean, this is like, I guess, my last hope that Kawhi can put a healthy playoff run together.
Same, because if it isn't this one, it's like, which one is it? He's getting older, really his mid-30s. And again, I was already worried about the Clippers. But we all said last week, if Kawhi's healthy, we're not worried. But if he's right. just randomly getting hurt, I don't know, fellas.
I guess
because they're on a – like, they won another night, but they've been on a skid because I really thought they had a shot at – maybe getting that one or two seed, but now it's looking like four or five.
Yeah, they're definitely playing the Pelicans first round. Lock it in.
Yeah. What do you think of that matchup?
Yeah. I mean, it still could be the Suns too. Like, don't it could be the Suns. I mean, the
Yeah.
Mavs aren't even that far out of it either.
No,
I
they're
mean,
not.
that race is still tight, but the Pelicans have just been on a tear. I love everything New Orleans.
Okay.
Ben is probably more of a Trey Murphy truther than I am.
Hey,
But
Murphy
when this,
basketball.
yeah, but when this vibe tried to start last year, I was a Trey Murphy believer. I'm just a believer in all the wings. Herb Jones is shooting over 40%. I mean, B.I. and Zia are just coming up with a great chemistry. Calderon, I mean, I'm ready to call him Jose Calderon. Alvarado is stocking 7-footers in the face. Dyson Daniels is hurt right now, but yeah, I'm starting to really love this team, and I'm starting to think about what they did in the 2021 first round versus that my 2022, sorry, versus that mighty Phoenix team that won 60 plus games, and they got two games off of them. That was without Zion, and I like seeing Willie Green in that. And if the Clippers going to be vulnerable, I mean, I don't think Ty Lue could get out executed, but I do like this matchup. They got the wings to play with their wings. They figured out the CJ thing. It's like, I don't know. They rolling, man, and the Clippers are susceptible to this.
So, is this the same Pelicans team that lost to the Cavs by 20 on Wednesday? Are we talking about this team? Because
Then
we
say
rocked
your
them.
piece. Say your
We
piece.
rocked them on Wednesday. And like, we're gonna do this thing later on where we like cut a team where team who has like, let's just say conference championship to championship hopes. We're gonna cut them and crush their dreams. And it could be this team. It could be recency bias too. But
Recency bias like a mug.
yeah, we'll talk about the Pelicans later. I guess I also wanna get into another player real fast. We said I think two pods ago, this was the last time we're bringing him up, but it's just the gift that keeps on giving, and that's Ben Simmons has gotten a second back surgery. And I've just never met anyone who just didn't want to go to work so badly that he's willing to get back surgery. Like, I don't think he needs this. I'm not his doctor, but I gotta assume, like, I don't know if I don't think he needs it. I think he can play, and I think he's just that type of guy who's like, we could do surgery. And he's like, yep, 100%. Let's do the surgery. Let's get it out of the way. Let's knock me out for the next 6 months. It's a great reason not to play. All he's got to do is just not, he's got to have not a reason to play for like only a year. And then his contract's done and he can just retire. But he's got to find more excuses not to play. And this back surgery is like another 8 months that he's got an excuse not to play. I would net like, if I met Ben Simmons in public, I just would not respect him as a person. Like, this is like what I've never like felt this way about an NBA athlete. Like, if an NBA athlete, if I met in person, you know, I would have great respect for them. I'd be like, I love what you do. Ben Simmons, like, no respect for his character at all. Like, I wouldn't even look him in the eye. He doesn't deserve my admiration.
Ben Simmons, go ahead now.
I was gonna say Ben Simmons be turning niggas into Republicans, bro.
Ben Simmons is gonna make NBA guys start getting those NFL contracts where it's like the first year guaranteed, but the next 3 years, I don't know. We'll figure out as we
He could
go.
ruin contracts for everyone.
They're gonna be in a new deal. That Disney and Apple gonna be like, look, bro, that Ben Simmons, we can't have that nigga. We need niggas out there playing. Can't have random back spasms.
I just don't understand. Like, I forget he exists until someone brings him up.
That's a nice place to be. I always know he exists. I wish I could get him out of my thoughts, but I can't.
You should hear how these white folks in Philly talk about him.
Oh my
It's
goodness.
great. If you ever buy comedians, if you ever buy coming in Philly, just make fun of Ben Simmons. You'll get the whole crowd.
Oh,
All
that
you
is so true.
gotta
That
do is like, fuck that nigga Ben Simmons. Whole crowd engaged
is
comedian. Get back
so
to the bit.
true. Funny as hell.
A good save. What I feel like there are other athletes in other cities that could get you out of holes like that too.
Bring up Kyrie in Boston.
Yes.
Bill Simmons might appear. He might just appear just to shit out.
We posted that clip the next day. Damn.
Okay. I'm going by this. I had to go back to this box score, this Cleveland New Orleans game.
Okay. Yeah, so we can do so. What we wanted to do this pod was, you know, there are teams that have conference championship aspirations, title aspiration. There's the, you know, it's a wide open for the most part in the East and the West, who can get to the finals / who can get to the conference finals. But as we do on this pod, we love to hate, we love to crush dreams. So we're just going to start like cutting teams who other people think have who can make a deep run in the playoffs, and we just don't think it's going to happen. Does anyone want to go first?
Go ahead, man.
The Pelicans have been getting a lot of hype this past week. It could also be my cap of the week too. It's just, for me, Zion is still like a schemable playoff player. Like, we have not seen a playoff series where a defense has had to scheme to him, and he still seems like a pretty one-dimensional, like one-note player that I feel like he can have like a lot of trouble in the playoffs. And I mean, the Cavs did run him on Wednesday.
Oh my god. Schemable again. I think one, I like this because this is funny, because I remember our in-season tournament Zion conversation. Ben was completely out on Zion.
Yeah, I'll take the L on that one.
Get him out the league.
Look, we hadn't even talked about it, so it's crazy that now we're getting our Pelicans conversation on after that 20-point throbbing. But Zion had it, that both. I do think there's going to be an element of that early Giannis defense, what the Raptors did, building a wall, just keeping them out of the paint, because I know they're starting to like to run that point, Zion. So I do hear you. A smart coach, especially somebody like Ty Lue, you probably can scheme from him. But you got B.I. can go for 40, and that's something I'm seeing from Zion of like, oh, when B.I. got it going. I think the other night, I don't think it was either one of them. I think Trey Murphy. I didn't watch the game. You can tell me more, but from what I'm looking at, Trey Murphy might have shot them out of the game. I know they like playing them big minutes now, but he might have shot them out of the game.
The one thing I was wondering while watching the game, because I don't watch the most Pelicans games, but the CJ McCollum, I'm just like, I don't think he needs to be on this team. Like, I if anything, he's just taking time away from B.I. and Zion, and like Trey Murphy, I think, is better than him.
He went over five in this game.
If I'm Willie Green, like that's the guy who like I'm cutting minutes for. But maybe I just don't watch enough Pelicans games.
Yeah, I'm mad I didn't watch this game, but he had been playing well. He was 3-for-10, 0-for-5-from-3 in this game. But we have been discussing that all year. Like, well, CJ is the odd man out, I think, more of a playmaking lead facilitator instead of CJ thinking he's still, you know what I mean, Dame's second fiddle would be maybe more, you know what I mean, applicable to this team. And you're right, been playing off of Zion and B.I., they need the ball a lot. We running point Zion now, so CJ is really just the off-ball shooter again. And you got Trey Murphy. You don't need CJ out there. So I definitely might be in agreement with you there. Not even might be. I am in agreement with you there. I just like this. I think they got young legs, especially if you're going to give them a Clippers matchup where I'm thinking, you know, these guys, not even just beat up, they're old. and they have a history of not being healthy. And this Pelicans team, Zion could be fat, but he hasn't been fat recently, and he's been playing defense. So I'm just like, yo.
I agree he has not been fat recently. When I was watching it, I was like, he looks slimmer. He definitely looks slimmer.
He has not been fat recently is ridiculous. I mean, if they slip down to 6 or 7, they're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
They better hold off the Kings or the Suns, or it's a first-round exit. They're not beating the T Wolves, and they're not beating the Nuggets for the Thunder.
I think they have more of a chance against the T Wolves.
I don't know, bro. I think y'all was right about that Naz Reid shit.
I think Naz Reid is Cat 2.0 or cheaper Cat.
Yeah.
Just as good.
He out there balling like he should have been the starter.
Mm-hmm. You know, his homies from back home is texting him, see, nigga, we've been telling you, you supposed to be.
You can get you, if you get Jordan Woods, nigga, I bet, look what happened. Jordan Woods and the Twitch will put you right up there.
Exactly.
Need a little better PR person. All right, Ben, you might have kind of talked me into cutting the Pelicans, but I think I've seen B.I. go off for 40 points in playoff games. I don't want to rule them out just yet. I've also seen C.J. McCollum close. I mean, it was years ago, but I've seen C.J. McCollum close playoff games. So
during the Trump administration?
Wow. Wow. All right.
You did.
All right. You know what? I bow out. Ben won. You know what I mean? Pelicans out.
I think if they can get that first round matchup with the Clippers, I think they can win. But if they let the Suns, the Kings, or the Mavs catch them, it's curtains.
Yeah, I'm just banking on like when teams playoff scheme for Zion. I just think it's gonna be trouble. And that's because I haven't seen it before, but I'm gonna bet on it not going well for the Pelicans.
Mm.
Okay. Does anyone else have a team who dreams they would like to crush?
Mm.
Let's say a farewell to the Philadelphia 76ers, guys. Let's pack this shit up.
Pack that up.
There's no sign of Embiid. They are out here getting crushed, begging for James Harden to retire. This is ugly. It got ugly quick and fast. We knew it was a possibility when Embiid got hurt. But this is the Oubre show. You got our homie Deuce texting us on primetime television talking about get Kelly Oubre some help. I say, oh, this is indicative where Philadelphia is right now. And it's over.
They best player got hit by a car, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about Kelly getting hit by a car.
That nigga took a whole car to the chest, and he out here carrying the Sixers.
Just to be a playing team. And it's to the point, if we didn't have such bad, like if Trey was healthy, I would be sitting here going, ooh, that's fresh meat for Trey right there. Like, oh, to get himself back into another, out of a play-in and actually into a playoff spot. But I think they still going to stay in there.
The Hawks might make the play-in, bro. And they haven't even won 30 games yet.
Now, this is we're talking about teams with championship aspirations. Championship. Not teams that's doing whatever the fuck they do. I'm out on Philly, Ben. I'm not here for it. I haven't liked Maxie at all by himself. Can I say that? I don't think it's been talked about enough. I have not liked Maxie as a one man show. You talk about Easy the Scheme again. Maxie is the first option. He's Easy the Scheme again.
He better be glad the All-Star game happened before all this shit.
And shout out to Tobias because I don't know where he's playing next year, but
it's so Detroit. Is it not? It's not. He's such a Piston next year.
Oh my goodness.
Wasn't he a Piston already at one point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been a Piston before.
You know they're gonna welcome him back. I guess like the only hope you have for the Sixers is Joel Embiid coming back. And, you know, we all know he's just preparing for Paris at this point.
Yeah.
The rumor is going around, if this motherfucker Embiid plays in a goddamn Olympics and your team sit here waddling,
You got to get that goal, baby.
They're like, but it's in August. Like, this is plenty of time.
Yeah, plenty of time to rest up.
This is nasty behavior. This is propaganda. this is Olympian propaganda.
We gotta feed into the Olympic sport too. I'm totally down making this. This could be the greatest collection of international basketball ever assembled this summer. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about it.
Gotcha. I was just real quick on the Olympics. Are you also ready to bench AD after the Sabonis game?
Bench him,
No,
god
dude.
damn.
I'm ready to play him next to Joel Embiid in the Olympics against Jokic. Like, that's what I want to see.
The Jokic Boban front court though.
Like, if there's any solution to Nikola Jokic, it's an Embiid AD front court in the Olympics. And if that's not a solution, then I don't know. There is none.
What
That's
about
what.
the French? What about the French Buzz? Do you like those two versus the French Buzz? Saw they gonna face with Gobert
The
and Wemby.
Gobert Victor. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely, yeah, that could, it's gonna be so fun. It's just gonna be
No,
so
there's
fun.
gonna be a great Olympics. I know that for sure. All right, yeah, you're right. We got plenty of time for that later.
Oh yeah, to go back, just on Jokic real fast. I mean, this man beat the Heat and only took eight shots. And I'm telling you, he's the cockiest player in the NBA. Like, that's his version of like saying, like, I don't even have to shoot to beat you guys. And he's like the most humble, cockiest player. And like, that's his, like, Michael Jordan shooting free throws with his eyes closed. Like, that's his version of like what he it's just it's he's unbeatable. He's like, this is the team we beat in the finals. We're playing them this year, and I'm just gonna prove that I don't even have to take shots to win this game. Fucking crazy.
The man
We could
does
crush the
whatever he
hopes of
wants out
everyone
there.
in the West if we want to, because it really seems like Denver's separating themselves from like the whole West.
Yeah, the Thunder beat my Mavs last night with no Luka, by the way. So I'm not tripping. No Luka,
Yeah,
by the way.
and they played well. They competed in
Played
the
very well down
game.
there. I don't know why he had let PJ Washington shoot us out the game, but that's neither here nor there. Denver's gonna be a one seed. They are locking that. See, now I know Shea. I don't care how many lyrics and bars Shea keep tweeting. Hey, how many more 31 points he's gonna score? That's Denver's one seed. Just real quick. I don't know if they ever had fucking championship hopes, but what happened to Halliburton being like a top five guy? What
Man,
happened?
they took a skid, bro.
What has happened to that? I thought that's been just a little strange. Bet on him a couple times. So, you start locking in when that bet get placed. And I'm just like, what is this? What is the Siakam
They're gonna
thing?
be a play-in team.
Especially they let Miami get rolling for sure. It seems like it.
I think they're gonna be a play-in team, bro. I think Miami ends the season strong and sends the Pacers to the Shadow Realm.
Lord.
They did just have two nice wins at Orlando at the Thunder. But yeah, with the Siakam trade, I don't think has elevated them the way they thought it was. Like, they've just been in the same realm of the standings. And they're gonna have to pay him.
Like, bro, they lost to the Bulls on Wednesday.
How much do you
Yeah.
pay Pascal in the off season? Are they going to max him out?
Are they?
Somebody else will.
With the 65 game rule, he might be all NBA, and you have to. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think you're gonna take him? I think the only thing you can play with is the 25, 30% at that point, right?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess I'd go for the Fred VanVleet max, like the shorter max, like the 3 year max instead of the 5 year max.
Instead
But
of the five, right?
if he wants the 5 year max, that's, I mean, I maybe. I don't know.
I mean, who you gonna give it to? Caitlin Clark can come over from the Fever.
Yeah, and with these the Fever cannot sign. I mean, the Pacers cannot sign Caitlin Clark. But with these new rules, with this new like 65 game rule, like, I mean, yeah, Pascal could he could slip into a third team. He could slip into an NBA third team and, possibly get a supermax. And this has also been a story that's been getting a little traction. Is the 65 game minimum, is that too high? Would you like to see it lower? My when it was first announced, I was like, probably just do 60. I think 65 is a little high. I still feel the same way. How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily like it, but I mean, I understand. But I feel like now there's guys that would never make an all NBA team that are going to be sliding into those third teams, and the contracts are just going to balloon.
I can read you guys the names. I have the names of the people who are not eligible or like who would make a team. Joel Embiid,
Right.
Evan Mobley could maybe make a defensive team, but he's ineligible. Darius Garland is ineligible. OG Anunoby, probably an all defensive type of guy. He's ineligible. Kyrie is ineligible. Kristaps is ineligible. Julius Randle, Jimmy Butler, Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray. So like there are some big names here. But in guards, I would say like the only two names would be Jimmy Butler, Donovan Mitchell, and Joel Embiid. Those are like three spots that I think that would be their spots. So there's going to be at least three people who maybe don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Making more generational wealth spread around being your favorite thing to not do. I do think 65 is just a little excessive. There was already like an unwritten, at least 55. I didn't think that was bad. I mean, if you'd have like said 60 again, like Ben said, I wouldn't have been mad at 60, but 65 does seem like and that's funny because we coming off Halliburton. Halliburton was one of the ones complaining when he got heard about the 65 game rule. But yeah, I definitely think they finna go back in the lab. It was just and have to concoct something like a little stipulation, something, because this is yeah. I mean, you don't want to be the Pacers and having to pay Siakam because he got on a fucking third team.
I feel like it has worked for does Kawhi only miss six games this year if that's not a rule? Does I mean we only have one season to see, but does LeBron only miss nine games this year if that's not a rule? I think it is slightly motivating to these players, so I think it's worked a little bit. But yeah, I think 65 is just like a tad too high. Also, like J Jamal Murray, for some reason he's played three games this year l and played less than 20 minutes, so that those games don't count. So that's why he's ineligible.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
And maybe that's a little high. Maybe that should be only like 15 minutes. I don't know. But
Wow.
here's my Donovan Mitchell Cavs theory, and it involves the 60. So he is not eligible for an All NBA team this year, which I think is a positive sign that he might sign his extension in this offseason, because if he doesn't make All NBA next year, I believe that means he is not eligible for a Supermax. And if he's eligible for a Supermax this offseason, since he made All NBA last year. So he won't make it this year, and there's a chance he might not make it next year. So I think a smart play for him would be ensure himself the Supermax and sign with the Cavs in the offseason. But that's my conspiracy theory right there.
I like what you conjured up there.
Right.
Just take the money and hopefully, you know what I mean? Like, if I want to leave, I can force my way out. I like that.
I'm getting like really high on Donovan. Like he came back in the Pelicans game, and I'm like, oh, we are such a completely different team with him. Like he's one of those dudes. Like I'm starting to get all on his bandwagon.
I definitely. I've loved Spider this season for sure. I'm with you. Spider's been balling out, but yeah, I don't know what Adam Silver's gonna do. I mean, first off, I think their main concern is gonna be whatever the hell is happening with these offensive booms. But I definitely think we gotta get the 65 games under control because you can't have you can't years and Embiid scored 70 and was averaging 30, and you're like, oh, he didn't make all NBA that year? That's weird. So I especially just for history purposes, we gotta get this under control.
Yeah. I hope it changes moving forward.
Yeah, because it doesn't. Trae Young is also he's not there yet, but he's expected not to be there. With the games he's gonna miss. And Devin Booker, he's super close. If Devin Booker misses four more games, he's super
Damn, Book.
close.
Yep, I
But
bet
I
that.
don't think it's like that. Like I do want these players to feel like they do have to play, but I do
Yeah.
think like 65 is just like a little too much. Like if it's 60, that gives them like one like injury out for a month type of thing, and they can afford that.
Like, I really feel like this was for Embiid, bro. Like, this is who it was for. Like,
Embiid and the Clipper boys, they was using them
yeah.
Clipper boys pictures
And it
all
worked for the
throughout.
Clippers.
Yeah.
They work for the Clippers, low key.
They out there. Shit. Kawhi playing games and then sitting out the ones he don't want to play. He getting out in the middle. He like, I look, I start, but I ain't finishing.
Oh, we should let me see if Kawhi ended up playing over 20 minutes that game.
Oh, wow, because it wouldn't count. Damn. What was it? It was first or second quarter, too. Shit, he probably was under. Oh, that's a nasty rule if you don't play over 20. They like we
I
trying to keep
definitely don't
them.
like that. So that's what kept
The
Jamal Murray out, right?
yeah, they're trying to keep the bench warmers out. Like, you can't just be having ball.
Uh-huh. He
Yeah,
played 65.
man. Like, man, he was 4 for 5 the other night, man. He was going crazy.
Right.
Okay, he only played 12 minutes, so there goes my conspiracy. Okay.
No Knicks love.
I don't know. Yeah, OG did
OG's
come
back.
back. This
That's all I was gonna say.
how much money are they gonna pay him in the off season? Dude, the people I've been seeing some like max rumors that they're gonna max him out, and I just don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think he's not a max player. I don't think they can max him out.
I mean, at one point before he got hurt, people were calling for his Defensive Player of the Year candidacy. OG, it's over 100 million, right? What was the Jaden McDaniels is 130. OG Anunoby's better than Jaden McDaniels. I think this is I mean, these guys get paid. It's what you can negotiate. And if Jaden McDaniels can't fucking hit a shot and he's getting 130, if I'm OG's guys and I elevated this Knicks team like this, you paying me 130. I
I
ain't
would,
going for that.
yeah. I would ask for the Jeremy Grant contract last
Yeah.
season. That that's
Yeah.
where I would, that that's I think I'd feel, 'cause I'd rather pay him Jeremy Grant's money than Jeremy
Than
Grant. So
Jeremy
I think
Grant.
they
Yeah,
should,
that.
yeah. With they should really take advantage of this Jalen Brunson contract.
Yeah, still, it's, yeah. It's literally looking like a steal after being told it was an overpay. And that, I mean, that obviously that cap spike is helping, but yeah, OG's gonna make a lot of money. Yeah, I love that. That Jeremy Grant contract is perfect. Yeah, 30, 35 a year. Lock him in. Lock him in.
Yeah. And JB's got one more year and then his player option. So he's going to opt out of that. And they're probably, I mean, I think he's a max guy at this point. Jalen
Absolutely.
Brunson.
Oh,
Is
he's going,
he?
he's second team All NBA, is he not? Third team at least.
Yeah, he can be a super max guy. He can get 35% of that cap, and that's a lot, but I think yeah, have to give him, he's proven that he's that type of player that can affect winning in that way.
Yeah, I think the guy that's not getting paid on the next one is obviously Julius if they don't figure out a way to deal him. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? But yeah, I think you keep all those gritty guys together. Like you talk about Knicks love. O OG, Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, Mitchell Robinson, Jalen Brunson. That is the heart of the Knicks, heart of New York right now. So yeah. And shout out, thank you. Now as you got me going, Knicks love. Shout out to the Roommates podcast, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah,
They
Ben
killing it.
Stiller.
Ben Stiller was on. I was just watching the Action Bronson episode last night.
Yeah,
So
they're doing their little thing. Yeah, they're gonna have a lot of time to pod this summer. So,
They
first round exit. I'm calling it. It's
just
gonna hurt. I'm preparing you, Knicks fans, now. First round exit.
first round exit. Wow.
So have you guys been seeing how many minutes Tibbs has been playing Josh Hart?
45, 43, 42. He playing him like prime Luol Deng. They saying this will happen to Derrick Rose. Josh Hart ain't out there taking 20 shots a game, but he is. Hey, Josh got a chill. I know he glad OG is back because Josh is starting and he wasn't starting before. So I know he is super glad OG is back. So
if I'm him, I'm like, Tom, we have other players on this team. I don't need to go 42 minutes a game. Like, it is so crazy to play a player in the regular season over 40 minutes a game, like on a consistent basis. Like, here is his past like 10 get 42, 42, 40, 47, 45, 43, 42, 43, 39, 42. Like, this dude is playing over 40 minutes a game, and it's been like a month.
Listen, but what is those rebounds read, Ben? 12, 10, 9, 8, 10. He is a killer on the board. And Precious wasn't such a beast of a rebounder, too. But I'm just saying, he is out there getting so many little second chance opportunities. That spirit. And I think, I think Tibbs is, I think somebody just asked it. I don't know why Bogdanovich isn't playing more, but he is. Josh Hart's saying it on the roommates, man. He's literally vocally going, I don't know why I keep I'm getting ran. Hey, man, they playing me like crazy, bro. I was in the cold tub all day this morning. Like, so he's definitely feeling it and conscious of it. But, yeah, I mean, this is just classic Tibbs, though, right? 40-plus minutes to my guys. I mean, he'd probably be running OG like this if he had him all this time. So,
yeah.
I mean, but Josh is out there. Oh, my goodness. What a fucking rebounder. The best under 6'4 rebounder in the league, maybe of all time.
Yeah, him or Prochemski.
Yeah. Shout out the pod.
This dude, like Josh Hart, all he does is grab a rebound and run and dribble as fast as he can down the court. That is his game.
Yeah.
And he's made so much money because of it.
I want you to know every guest comes on the Knicks and they start with Ben Stiller, look right over. You play so hard. The way you play, everybody, Action Bronson said it yesterday. That's just the only compliment. The way you embody the city, it's just something about it. And but that does get you paid. Board, as Kawhi famously once said, board man gets paid. The board man gets paid. Mm-hmm. And I think Josh Hart knows that better than anybody. So, yeah, shout out, board man gets paid. Shout out to you, Josh. But I still got faith in the Knicks and his team with OG coming back. I don't know what the Randall thing is about. Like, I heard he did just finally start returning back to some basketball activities. But, even without Randall, I'm just still excited about this team because we're talking about CJ being the odd man out in New Orleans. I mean, Julius obviously looks like the odd man out of this Knicks team. So, I still got hopes. I mean, I'll say this. I like what you've been saying about your Cavs, about just having more, because I keep throwing that back at you about that Knicks-Cavs matchup of last year. But I've liked how you've combated it, because I do think, as I've been seeing them more the last couple of weeks, I am like, oh, man, it ain't no Coro out there no more. You know what I mean? Like, the games I bet on Sam Merrill, he's 1-for-6, but the games I don't, boy, he's shooting the leather off that motherfucker. So, I definitely am and starting to see some of your optimism on your casting.
Well, thank you. I don't blame anyone who doesn't have optimism.
I was about to say that was the only compliment you get in the rest of the season.
If you guys are wondering why Niles hasn't spoken, it's because he had to leave for a very important phone call. Important, you know. And yeah, it's not his mom. It's probably not his mom.
It's probably not his mom. You say he left like Kawhi. He got him out of here.
He did.
Job abandonment, boy. Yeah. Did you see this Wimby quote that came out? Well, I don't know if it was today or yesterday.
Read me it.
All right, got you. All right. So Wimby was asked about winning. Do he think he should win Defensive Player of the Year or his chances on winning Defensive Player of the Year? And he said verbatim, I know that Rudy has a very good chance of winning it this year, and it would be deserved. Let him win it now. because after that, it is no longer his turn.
Yeah, that's it's humble, but confident, but like deservingly, like, but it's also true. Like it's all
it's also true. I think I was more so you talk about some humble. I didn't think it was humble at all. That's why I think I love it. I was just okay. Like, oh, is this motherfucker?
I guess it's more courteous to him, Rudy, the Frenchman, the fellow Frenchman.
Just give him
one more. Because, you know, that could, Rudy's, you know, he's a little sassy. He can get a little pissy. Like, who knows how that, if he steals the Defensive Player of the Year, how the Olympics could go this summer.
Like a long game. Like, yeah, Wimby trying to lock in. Yeah, no, I just thought that I like that he is, I think, realizing his potential. That's kind of, or not even realizing his potential, realizing, oh, I'm here now. You know what I mean? He's out there at some points. I mean, we keep saying he's playing like he's on a motherfucking Fisher Price court at times. Like, it's child's play to him. And you're right. He is right. He knows he's coming. I mean, he is all over the place out there.
Yeah, and I said this like a couple pods ago, but like if we decide to give Wemby the award this year, then there's no reason why we'll never stop giving it to him. Like, yeah. Let's just make this last year the non Wemby Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's coming. It's becoming more and more true now. Like, yeah, we gotta not. Because when is he not going to be all over, all defense? Do you like him on an all-defense team? I know Zach Lowe did his all-defensive team. Do you like him as an all-defensive guy?
Yeah.
You got Rudy, but you got Bam, too, but it's positionless, so.
Yeah, I don't – yeah, I put him on the defensive team. I wouldn't be that stingy. He'll just take Evan Mobley's spot because he's ineligible. Just give him Evan Mobley's spot.
Oh, yeah, your boy is.
But I do think I haven't heard much Jared Allen buzz. Jared Allen has had such a fantastic defensive season that, yeah, I also think he should be there.
Fantastic season, period. But
it's just a Fisher Price court is a good way to describe it because like I'm telling you, like back in the day in my basement, my Fisher Price little tykes court, I was dominant. I was so. I didn't lose. I would have my friends who were like college athletes, you know,
yeah,
basketball, you know, they're better at basketball than me. But when they would come down to my basement court, I would just rock them. They just couldn't
dominate. LeBron of the Fisher Price. You know what I mean?
No, yes. I mean, you couldn't. I was so good. Oh, I need one of those basketball courts back.
Just a little dope fun. This is the cap room. Curry got hurt before the pod last week. Well, he was hurt. We didn't know the extremity of it, and he is missing some time. And now Golden State is starting to drop a little bit. I mean, as we are the Warrior haters. That's why I brought it up. So I'm like, sober? Is it?
Without Steph, they've had some bad losses. They lost to the Spurs.
Yeah.
Without Steph. That's not good.
No. It is not. As everybody was hype about that Trace Jackson Davis dunk, and it was impressive. It looked great. But no. You gotta pull those ones out.
Yeah, like that's the type of game where like it shouldn't matter if your best player's not playing. Like you gotta get the job done. And the fact that they can't, it definitely is concerning.
Yeah, the scoring pop isn't there. I don't know if I was expecting CP to drop 20 in the starts, but it looks not even ugly, man. At one point, Curry is like sitting guys when they still have a chance. I was watching that San Antonio game because I bet on the Chris Paul double-double. So I'm sitting there locked in the whole time, and he pulls the guys with about 7 minutes left. They were down about 10. And I was just like, I don't think Golden State cares what happens this season. I think they're looking forward to the offseason to see how they can retool and revamp this team. So, yeah. Bad losses that they can't pull out. I'm out. I'm out. I'll be good with him. I'll be good unless Steph does something amazing.
So you're crushing their dreams.
Get them out of here. Yeah.
Do you think unless Steph does something? Yeah. I mean, you could be right on the motivation factor. Like they could be in the 9-10 game and just like not be motivated to win that game like a Lakers LeBron team would, just because LeBron's kind of a psycho and will want to win the game.
Right.
And
that's getting scary that's getting scary for LeBron, because I'm confident they could pull out that Golden State game. But what if it's Sabonis waiting for him in that 8-9 matchup right there? Boogeyman.
I think in the playoffs, Anthony Davis will combat a little bit more. But it's the regular season. He's just like, it's a Wednesday night. I'm not going to do this right now.
Okay. Said playoff LeBron. Zero Dark 30 ain't going for that. I hear you.
I'm just getting ready for the playoffs. I do think of the past couple weeks, Denver has solidified themselves as the favorites. No doubt. It doesn't matter if they only have like 7 players in their rotation. They should
smacking boys left and right. The only loss in there is that Phoenix overtime loss, which they were losing bad, came back, pushed it to overtime, and just some impressive KD shot making kept them away from us just seeing this incredible masterclass since the All-Star break.
They're getting it rolling at the right time. They're 9-1 in their past 10. I mean, they're doing it. They're doing it.
Yeah. I like that you said earlier, should we just cancel out all the other teams in the West? Like, I keep saying, Denver etched them in pen, maybe permanent marker, to the finals bearing injury. This is our third or fourth time doing this one. Hey, Joker, the best player in the world, y'all. It ain't even close. It ain't even close, man. Fat LeBron does whatever he wants out there. He gets where he wants. He does what he wants. And yeah, you're right. They didn't turn it on. They're in playoff mode. You think Joker deleted his social medias? He's went dark.
Joker's been dark. I've been thinking about 15. This with like, should Luka like, should he try to play differently? Like, should he try to adapt more of the Jokic game into his game? Because, like, I think he can. He's big enough to catch the ball at the high post and make almost any pass. Like, should he become, like, more of, like, a pass-first player? Because I think he has the ability to do that.
I saw so much discourse last playoff run about this exact topic from Mavs Kingdom. I mean, yes. Ultimately, yes. I definitely think there had to be a little more Jokic and a little less Harden for sure. But it's all on Luka and his comfortability with the guys. I point to his FIBA play all the time, his ability to do such a thing. But he's more trusting of those guys. And I think what I'm hoping time heals all with this. I'm hoping that, the acclamations of the guy that he is starting, he would let more. Because I think it took Brunson till year 4 for him to, like, really just, like, let Brunson take, it ain't your turn, my turn. Just knowing, like, oh, no, this is JB time. Let JB cook. And him and Kyrie, they haven't gotten there completely yet. Even with, I know, he loves Gafford. Gafford just, his streak just ended 33 straight made field goals. But, I love what you're saying, taking the ball out of his hands more, initiating from the high post. Give me more Kyrie. Jaden Hardy. But this is the thing, not even just Luka trusting. This goes back to the J-Kid thing. get the fuck. J-Kid likes, he's the one to put the ball in Giannis' hand. J-Kid likes this. he likes seeing his big best player breaking the ball up every single time initiating the offense. That's kind of why I'm excited for what I said last time. Give me the same transition Giannis had from Kid to Mike Buck. Give me the same transition.
that.
And I think we can make some similar things happen. Back to back MVPs, little championship in Dallas. I think we can make some similar things happen because scheme has to be there too. He has to be not just supported because I mean he has toys to play with now, but empowered to do so. I mean, kid has to put him in that position. So I would definitely love to see him adapt more to that Jokic style.
Yeah, because I want to see like guards like running off him on like the high post. I wanted like they do with Jokic, like they do with Şengün and Sabonis. Like make him more of a facilitator, because that's like, I mean that's LeBron. Yeah. Like he was a facilitator before a scorer, and like Luka is for sure like he wants to score before he wants to facilitate. And I wouldn't like recommend everyone play like Jokic because I know that's impossible. But Luka, has the ability to play like Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that. We'll see. I mean, Luka Hero Ball, or is the heliocentric ball is the leader of that, Ryan Russillo likes to say. I'm excited to see how far of a playoff run he can get this year playing that way still.
Yeah.
But I do think this is a make or break kid run. And I mean, no offense to J. Kidd, Mavs legend and all that, but it is our time to move on and find another guy that could come in and not only get these guys to be playing defense on a high level every night, but like you said, scheming Luka and just into a different position to
how do you feel about his step back threes? Like, what's your feeling when he shoots a step back three?
Why the fuck? My bad. Okay, he got it. Every time when I see him come up, that's when I know. All right, there's two types of, you know what I mean? That's funny. Yeah, there's two types of the Luka step back to me. It's the I'm hot as fish grease. Here go the heat check right here. I'm hot, boy, I'm cooking. He just hit a hezzy, pounded somebody in, back somebody down. But then there's just a random fat, lazy one.
Yeah.
It's 19 seconds on the fucking clock. And he walked his big ass up and just, And Kyrie be kind of just looking like, what the hell you doing? Hey, I ain't never seen LeBron do this. What the hell is you doing? And that is the part about the J. Kidd of like, there's times, I don't care that, I guess you do care if Luka. I've seen him shoot us out of a game and J. Kidd just let him keep going. And I'm like, sit him, put Kyrie in. Kyrie want to play tonight. The fat boy want to chuck shot. Because he do get into his fat boy mode if I'm just chucking shots tonight. I don't care. I'm throwing it up. And that's the worst part. But like, it is a, no. Yeah, especially when he get in that left corner, I know what he's doing. And don't let, he playing another guy and the guy just hit a three. Luka's walking down to that left side mid and taking the left step back every time. He does not like being shown up ever. So,
When I'm playing Luka, or like when I'm watching Luka, if I'm the other, like the step back three, like I hate the step back three. I think it's like, even though if a player can hit it at like an efficient rate, it's just like such an easy possession for the defense where like they literally don't have to move. Like the step back, I despise the step back three. Like whenever Luka shoots a step back three, I feel good about it. I'm like, okay, like I'll just take that shot every time. I'll let him shoot step backs all day. Same with James Harden back in the, but like take the step back three. It's a really hard shot. It's a high risk.
The hardest shot. And Luka has shot the ball the best he ever has in his career. 38%.
Oh, he was making them against the Cavs too. Like
that's the problem. Why I said the reaction goes no. Yes, Luka is magic season. Like it's norm. It's literally that reaction. But Mavs fan, I'm telling you, my timeline is flooded with fat boy. This is what I know. When we start calling him fat boy taking them step backs again. We're all fed up. We are all fed up. You know what I mean? I do. That's kind of why I wanted an email in there, or Man, I think about after that 2021 season, I wanted Pat Bev in there bad just to cuss Luka out. But the way the Grant Williams thing went, I don't know how well that would have went with Pat Bev and Luka. But yeah, just a different authority figure. Or that's always why I went Dragic, a fucking another Slovenian, to flick him in the air. Like, play basketball, man. Stop fucking chucking up shots. Because he knows better. He just be out there doing shit sometimes because he's like, whatever, man.
Okay. Well, this has been another episode of the Cap Room. It has it happened. We did it. Thank you guys again for listening and sticking with us. We're only getting better.
This is about to be the run right here, y'all.
Season, right? This is our rookie season.
It's our run right here. We going hard into the playoffs.
All right. Peace out.
All right. Until next time, keep capping, y'all.